This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi today. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted his connection with Kashi and said that after the success of Operation Sindoor, he is visiting Kashi for the first time. With the grace of Baba Vishwanath, India has given justice to the victims of the Pahalgam attack. Talking about farmers, the Prime Minister said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government commitment towards farmers' welfare. Mr. Modi informed that the government has also launched a new scheme, PM Dhanadhanya Yojana, for farmers.
इस योजना पर 24,000 करोड़ रुपए किसानों के कल्याण के लिए, कृषि व्यवस्था के लिए, कृषि विकास के लिए 24,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए जाए। देश के ऐसे जिले जो पिछली सरकारों की गलत नीतियों के कारण विकास की राह में पिछड़ गए, जहां किसानों की आमदनी भी कम है, अरे कोई पूछने वाला नहीं था, उन जिलों पर प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का फोकस होगा.
The projects inaugurated by the Prime Minister cater to multiple sectors, including infrastructure, education, healthcare, tourism, urban development and cultural heritage, to achieve holistic urban transformation, cultural rejuvenation, improved connectivity and enhanced quality of life in Varanasi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article on how India is reshaping its industrial landscape with a strong focus on electric mobility, green technology and self-reliant manufacturing. Responding to a post by Union Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, the Prime Minister highlighted that targeted schemes and public-private partnerships are reshaping the industrial landscape of the country. Chief Justice of India Bhushan Gavai today said the philosophy of socio-economic equality and justice propagated by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar will guide generations to come. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee function of the Dr. Ambedkar College at Nagpur, Gavai said he has tried to imbibe the ideology of socio-economic justice throughout his life. Justice Gavai said, "The progress and development of women is a yardstick to gauge a society's progress, and it is heartening to see that female students of Dr. Ambedkar College have fulfilled the criteria." Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said last year the country achieved a remarkable milestone by performing nearly 18,900 transplants, the highest in a single year. Addressing the 15th Organ Donation Day in New Delhi, the minister said in 2023 more than 3 lakh citizens pledged to donate organs through National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization. The minister also underscored that India ranks third globally in organ transplantation. 14 fishermen from Vedaranyam, Nagapattinam district were attacked by Sri Lankan pirates today. The fishermen were in 3 fiber boats when the incident occurred. The pirates took away 5 lakh rupees worth fish catch and also fishing nets, diesel cans and GPS instruments. The fishermen who were wounded were taken to the Nagapattinam hospital. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand and the northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. In cricket, India were 155 for 2 in their second innings against hosts England on Day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London a short while ago. India resumed their innings at 75 for 2, leading by 52 runs at stumps on Day 2 yesterday. England made 247 in their first innings in reply to India's 224. India looking to level the series 2-2. And with that, we end this news bulletin.